Former leaders at the International House of Prayer start a new church. President Biden makes a deal with God, and the dangers of Freemasonry in the church. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and this is your midweek rundown. First, let's take a look at this story. Former leaders at the International House of Prayer, Kansas City, to start a new church. Some of the former leaders of International House of Prayer, Kansas City, are looking to begin a new church called Sanctuary Church. Isaac and Morgan Bennett and Matt Chandler filed for the incorporation of the church on April 18th. Isaac and Morgan Bennett were pastors at Forerunner Church, and Chandler was the president of IHOP KC's University. In the Articles of Incorporation, the assets are listed as being distributed between Hope City and Tikwan Ministries if the church was to dissolve. However, Tikwan Ministries does not know why or desire to be listed as a beneficiary. There's more to that story, so click the link in the description below. Now, here we have President Joe Biden making a deal with God. After fumbling with both his debate performance and his interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, the president received the backing of the Church of God in Christ, Bishop J. Lewis Felton. Felton said, "We want you to know, President Biden, that Bishop Morris is 91 years old, on his way to 92. And so, Mr. President, since you are only an octogenarian sitting next to a nonagenarian, don't let anybody talk about your age. You're a young whippersnapper." Biden's visit at the Kojic Church comes just after he told George Stephanopoulos that he would only get out of the president race if God himself told him to. If the Lord Almighty came down and said, "Joe, get out of the race," I'd get out of the race. The Lord Almighty's not coming down, Biden told Stephanopoulos. Check out more in the description below to see this full article. And our top story right now, the dangers of Freemasonry in the church. Exposing the occult in churches and secret societies. Recently, Pastor Billy Crone joined Charisma Media to give a deep dive into the spiritual warfare that the church is engaged in today. He says that people just think that it is just a good old boys club. No, it's not. It's an occult secret society. One of the driving forces Freemasonry supports is the denial of Jesus Christ as being the only way to the Father, as Crone exposes, thereby condemning followers to an eternity separated from their Creator in hell. And they don't call heaven heaven. They call it the Grand Lodge in the sky. This was a very insightful interview, and I encourage you to read the article as well as watch the video. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com.